brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone listening in the United States and across the world, as well as the ships at sea. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is already the third day of 2007, the third day of January 2007. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. We have two guests, both fighting against the Orwellian police state that is encroaching on all of our lives at an increasing and more frequent rate, joining us in the third hour. One of them follows in a long train of listeners. This stuff has been in the newspaper, by the way, in many of these cases, where listeners simply give people terror storms, road to tyrannies, and the BATF assaults them. The police arrest them. The state police arrest them. I have a registered nurse coming on in the third hour, Shirley Anderson, and she wrote a letter to the editor. That's her main crime. That's how it started. They wanted her to go under psychological evaluation. Her letter to the editor is very well written. In fact, we're gonna publish this up on JonesReport.com in the next 30 minutes. And very well written, just about the history of the military-industrial complex and the police state, and that the government's involved in 9/11. And in her small town, it's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. If you're not one of them, it's very upsetting. And they busted her head. They knocked down her door, busted her head open, unannounced, didn't even knock. And then they do what they always do. They charge you with assault when you just lay there and take it. Kind of like in New Orleans, the cops gunned down two innocent people and then arrest the brother of the retarded man they killed just to try to cover it up. See, that's the big crime. I can understand in a melee, in a hysteria, being untrained boobs, and please don't send me an email saying that's profane. A boob is a type of South Pacific pirate. The point is, behaving like a bunch of pirates and shooting people, that, you know, that's just serious negligence. But then trying to frame people that you've injured or who you've murdered people in front of, it's just unbelievable. We'll play a clip concerning that coming up in this hour. But she's joining us. And then some family friends. I'd say they're acquaintances. I've met the husband three or four times, and I know the mother, the wife, pretty darn good for about, I guess, 8 years or so. I've even been to the local fair with their children and my children. She had bloodshot eyes from allergies. Frankly, I have a bloodshot eye right now from allergies. And so they thought that must be evidence of drugs. I know the family, they don't even drink. And so, in fact, I was talking to the husband last night. He's been a teetotaler for 23 years, AA, I guess. But it doesn't matter. Bloodshot eyes, boom, CPS is hitting them hard. That's how America works. Hope nobody sees my bloodshot eye, but it's only one today. When I have allergies, I wake up with like one huge bloodshot eye. Kind of scary looking, but again, I'm evil too. This is the secret police country we live in. And, again, James Panic coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today with the CPS after him. And, again, this isn't, we get probably 10 calls a day of people having CPS grab their kids all over the country. These are people I know, okay? These are people I know. And their daughter's 11. Just wait till you hear the story. It's coming up. In the meantime, I do want to have open phones today in the first 2 hours. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Think tank. Israel could attack Iran's nuclear program alone. This out of Haaretz. Also, Daddy Bush attacks JFK conspiracy theories. We confirmed he did do that. 2006 was a deadly year for journalists and more.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, got two police state cases coming up in the third hour, as I mentioned in the last segment. One out of Washington State, the other out of Austin, Texas, or a suburb of Austin. Also, I'll probably have Kevin Smith and Aaron Dykes in briefly in the second hour to give you a play-by-play of what developed out at the official Family Living Center, the FEMA camp being operated by private contractors with Homeland Security in Taylor, Texas. A lot happened after the show ended yesterday. Also, I didn't finish playing clips of a Twilight Zone episode, The Obsolete Man, so we'll play the last 5 minutes of that coming up in the second hour as well. In this hour, I have a CNN clip where the real crime is hidden in plain view. You got these police gunning down some people, and then you've got in a gangland show of support, the hundreds of police officers lining up to cheer them as triumphant centurions coming back into Rome. But there's an interesting little edge to all of it that I'll point out coming up. Also in India, they found a house full of a whole bunch of body parts of small children with two degenerate pieces of filth that were in there raping, torturing, and killing them. And I think I'll air this because it dovetails with a BBC report today, a London Telegraph report as well about what the UN does to children. just because the general public needs to figure out there are evil people out there, and they're not just in dirty houses, off the side of a slum in India. They're right here in the U.S. and they tend to get into positions of power. And their main goal is to set up an all-powerful government so no one can escape them, to start killing. And if you know anything about history, that scary statement I just made will be illustrated to you as just prima facie evidence, red-handed evidence. Really, you can separate people on this planet into a few different groups. There are folks that just never get a clue, never figure out what life is really all about, who mean well and are manipulated by different elements of the global crime syndicate into exerting their energies into what they would see as charity, but what is actually used to oppress and dumb down kill large numbers of our fellow humans. Then you got two other groups. And there's different subgroups of each group. And you've got one group that only cares about themselves, that is constantly 110% focused on satiating their most base desires and appetites. And then you've got individuals who I wouldn't call saintly or, even pious, but who understand that life is literally a flash in the pan, and who can feel that they're part of a larger continuity of human society and history and family. I mean, we're all going to wake up dead. It's going to seem like tomorrow. Life goes by like that. If you're young, you probably haven't figured this out yet. By the time you get to be middle aged, you will. That so many people you know around you die, so many people you've loved die, so many people you respect, you see them fall, you see them break down, you see them die. And that's part of the process of life. And you're supposed to become a better person as you get older, not a more decadent and wicked person as you get older. And really, if you want to get down to base psychology, the most evil of the earlier group I mentioned, the second group I mentioned, of the three who only care about themselves, well, by the time those type of individuals get old, they hate the young. You know, angry old man, mean old man, mean old woman. And they despise the young who are now having their time in the sun. And a lot of these Dr. Scrooge types, Mr. Scrooge types, don't have a family, or if they do, their family doesn't like them. Or if they raise their children, they raised them wrong to be self-centered, so they're not taking care of them, so there's no relationship. And so really, at the end, they just want to deal out death to everybody else because all they've got is their own personal selfish life. And so in some weird psychological ism that they project, they go around trying to enslave and hurt and abuse and kill people. And again, I'll state it, history is our teacher on this. And we have the revelation of history, watching other people's mistakes, seeing how humans behave and interact over and over again the exact same way. You see, I take every moment as a precious jewel, and every day as a gift from God, and I am completely driven to try to lay down foundations that are good for my children, and hence their children, and their children, and their children that come after them. I mean, think about it. You love your children, don't you? You love your grandchildren. Those of you that are blessed enough to be alive, well, you have great-grandchildren. You love them as much as you love your own children. In a way, maybe even more. Wouldn't you love a great-great-great-great-grandchild if you could meet them? Or how about your progeny 1,000 generations? And every major civilization that was built, every gleaming civilization, every civilization that revolutionized technology and brought humanity forward was based on the core issue of we're not going to be here long. We need to leave a better world for those that are coming after us. We need to have honor. We need to have courage. We need to have duty. But those societies always build themselves up. They always have incredible success. And then as soon as people stop caring about each other, and as soon as people stop caring about justice, and as soon as people start saying, things are corrupt, that's the way it's always been, and get that cynical spirit, that sickness, societies burn out within decades. They fall in relatively short periods of time, and we are now falling like a comet towards the earth, burning out like a cinder, burning bright. And I sit here in literal, white-knuckled horror to know that the very people that set up the communists and the fascists, the very people that installed Mao Zedong, the very people who have introduced AIDS, there's no doubting it, we have the Pentagon documents, the Navy documents, introduced AIDS to Africa and Asia, and we have the documents in the 50s where they wanted to develop it. The very people that have caused millions of children to be brain damaged from mercury in the shots, they are setting up a literal wonderland, a butcher shop for a bunch of hounds to go in and just feed. And they're lovingly crafting and laying it down and carving every edge of this juggernaut and oiling it and petting it and kissing it and just looking at us with literal eyes that burn like the pits of hell. And I'm just sitting here looking at this army building, massing, feeding on us now. I mean, but you think this is bad? This is only a prelude. And so I'm beating my drum and I'm saying, look, look. Look, the enemy is already here. Its vanguard has already overrun us. But look at the main host, the legion upon legion upon legion. And that's what happens when you only submerge yourself in the flesh. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm not someone who's attracted to the flesh. I'm a very fleshly person. I've been very worldly in my life. Not for the last 10 years or so. And I know that if you go into darkness, and as you get deeper into it, most people don't turn back. They just keep falling. And they get their whole soul literally gets turned over to wickedness. You know, talking to top psychiatrists and psychologists who studied serial killers, it's like they're not alive. They're like zombies, except when they're getting some woman in a car, except when they're bounding them, except when they're raping them and killing them. And they describe it as a white light. It's like they're alive when they're doing that. It's like a drug addict. That's how evil works. You know, small dosage, huge effect up front, and by the end you're taking massive quantities, and you don't even feel good. And so I want you to know that Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands and the Queen of England and David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild, they want to kill your children. They want to take your swimming pools and your nice houses. But more importantly, they want to take your minds and literature and thought. They are envious of your incredible intelligence and your beauty. They are envious of the freedom that our forefathers built. They are threatened by you. They are totally greedy, and they want to get rid of the majority of the population so that they can then publicly use the life extension technologies and other things they've developed for themselves. You know, they openly say, and I told you this long before it was in main print, now it's all over the newspapers, that, well, we can't let life extension be given to the general public with 6.5 billion people. While the world's overpopulated, we got to reduce the population, and then we can have a more well-refined, eugenic, racial hygiene elite that will then go on to the stars. And so while you play out there and watch your football and drink your beer, and while you always try to feed the satyr in yourself, you're losing what life is really all about. We'll be right back, and I'll get into the news, your phone calls, and a lot more.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize American, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Oh, would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, cause I lose commission.
It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control, and all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? Oh, 9-11, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ashcrossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush, why that killer take away your freedom? How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud, but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profile and see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know?
You know, I really ought to take that song out of the rotation lineup because every time it plays, it's so good. So good, even 3.5 years after Paris put it out, that I just have to listen to it. I know we got James and Yvette and Joe and Chris and Ron, everybody else. I will go to you when we start the next segment. And then I will cover Think Tank, Israel could attack Iran's nuclear program alone. This is out of Herats. Daddy Bush, involved in the JFK assassination, says that it doesn't matter what the public says. It doesn't matter if 92% know the government killed him. He says what Gerald Ford said at the Warren Commission stands. Yeah, keep on dreaming, devil. Also, 2006, a deadly year for journalists. We'll be covering that report from CBC. Also, official held in Saddam hanging video, they won't say who. If you believe they really arrested somebody or they're punishing somebody for that staged video they released, I got a bridge I'll be happy to sell you. We will get into what's happening with the former head of the National Hurricane Center now leaving, what he's saying for the next hurricane season. Also, billionaire boom in China, stock market soar. We'll talk some about inflation here in the U.S., how they're privatizing law enforcement, UN staff and accused of raping children in Sudan. Toyota, as we told you, is going to put breathalyzers in all their new cars. And a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Jam-packed show today. Third hour is going to be really important. Be sure and tune in. Let's just get this out of the way right now. This is CNN last night. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And the police are the seven cops that shot a bunch of people on a bridge, including people that were supposedly shooting at them. We don't even know if that's true, though, because of the congenital lying. That's the problem here. I'd like to believe them. Believe me, I'd like to think we weren't in so much trouble. But anyone who tries to defend New Orleans PD is crazy. They are the most corrupt police force, hands down, in the U.S. But listen to this, because then it goes into after they shoot this guy's unarmed, retarded brother. They're trying to walk out on a highway overpass, which were open. They just wouldn't let people get out. And back behind them, supposedly somebody shoots. Probably wasn't. Probably it was a cop. you never know. We know in some of the other cases, cops were shooting at cops because a cop would shoot at an alligator, and then cops would hear it and just fire in the general direction. I mean, it was bedlam. And look, I expect some of that to happen. I'm not, again, it could have just been negligent homicide or just negligence. They, you know, get in trouble, sued, whatever. But no, they tried to then frame up the man who was trying to get his retarded brother out. And that's what's wrong. I've seen so many squad car videos in so many cases of people I know where they jerk you out of the car, they rough you up, and then if you even touch them, when they're grabbing on you, let's say you just lean into them or you touch them with your hand, or some cases you don't even touch them, you go limp, they'll still taser you three or four times and claim you assaulted them until videotape pops up proving it's a fraud. And I just, it's this gang mentality, and to watch this video with all these corrupt New Orleans cops all loving and kissing and hugging on the seven, it's gang mentality. Gangs support each other no matter what. And when your police become gangs, biggest and oldest street gang in America, more than one mayor said that, sociologically it's a fact, you're in deep trouble. So, you know, it's not enough they killed this guy's brother in front of him unarmed. Then they tried to frame him up and put him in prison until, I guess, good cops spoke out. That's like, remember the New York case where they raped the guy for 2 hours with a toilet plunger? He was bleeding to death. And finally, cops blew the whistle, and the cops all went after the ones that did that. I mean, that's weird. And what did the... What did Diallo do? Nothing. They later admitted from surveillance camera tapes outside the bar that somebody else punched a cop in the back of the head, so they just grabbed the nearest person and drug him off for torture. I mean, folks, it's hard to keep your anger up to beat an unarmed person, I would imagine. Imagine keeping your anger up. You know, I mean, a lot of times, let's say you get in a fight with somebody and they're hitting you and you hit them and you knock them out and their head hits the concrete. Most people, even if you've got a good killer instinct, don't start stomping their head. Can you imagine stomping for 2 hours? I mean, again, it shows mental illness. It shows a type of savagery to the extreme. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
Shootings in New Orleans in the chaotic days after Katrina. Today, seven police officers turning themselves in to face some serious charges. CNN's Sean Caleb's live now from New Orleans. Sean.
Tony, exactly six New Orleans police officers, one former New Orleans police officer, turned themselves into the Sheriff's Department here in Orleans Parish. They are being processed right now on charges of shooting two men on a bridge on September 4th in those chaotic days right after Hurricane Katrina. But the way they turned themselves in really speaks volumes about the way this case is playing out here in New Orleans. I want to take you to some pictures. At least 250, perhaps as many as 300 New Orleans police officers lining the road greeting the Danziger 7, as they are now known. The shooting took place on the Danziger Bridge. As the seven people made their way to the sheriff's office, they were greeted by cheers, applause, and chants of NOPD. But what happened on that day still remains bitterly contested among the two sides. The police say that they were answering a call that an officer was down when they arrived at the bridge. They said there was shooting going on. That is when they shot and killed two people. The police, however, later on it was determined, the indictments were handed up just this past Thursday. But when asked about the show of support out here on the street today, we couldn't get any of the New Orleans police officers to speak with us. They were all tight-lipped, but we did get an officer from another unit.
I'm with another department, but I'm glad to support these officers because it can happen to one of us, it happened to me.
Now, four of the officers are charged with first-degree murder. Three are charged with attempted murder. They're going to be in jail here until at least Friday. That is when the various attorneys representing the officers say they hope to have a bond hearing. Now, there is a civil suit pending against the city, the officers as well involved in this shooting. The Reverend Al Sharpton has actually said that the shooting is racially motivated, despite the fact that four of the officers involved are African-American. When we talked to some of the attorneys involved in the case, they said they are simply dumbfounded by that accusation.
four of the seven officers. Can't count or he can't.
Now, the two people who were killed, 19-year-old James Brissett and also Ronald Madison, who was 40. Ronald Madison is mentally retarded. His brother was arrested and charged in that incident as well. He was held for about 26 days. He is now the individual pursuing the civil charge against the city. So, Tony, the charges against the six officers and one former officer do carry heavy sentences if they are indeed convicted, including the possibility of the death sentence for four of those people involved in this. Tony?
Boy, a strange set of circumstances there on the ground in New Orleans. Sean Caleb's for us. Sean, appreciate it.
So, look, bad things happen when you've got total breakdown of society in Bedlam. And there were being shots fired from somewhere. These police behaving like complete goons. They could have shot cops that were on the other side of the bridge. Should be fired. And they shouldn't have just sprayed a crowd of people with bullets. That's what happened. But they panicked. Now, they should not be being charged with first-degree murder. I mean, that means premeditated. Now, obviously, it's not premeditated in a passionate combat situation. Are they going to start charging our troops in friendly fire incidents? But at the same time, they are a bunch of dirty gang members. You ought to go watch the video of it. It's like it's a carnival celebration atmosphere. They still behave in a shameful fashion. And they should be criminally charged, because I went and pulled the case up. They tried to claim it first when they took the brother, who just lost his brother, who was unarmed, into custody, that he was shooting at cops. He had no weapon. Then they dropped that and claimed he assaulted officers. I mean, you got a lot of nerve, man. You blew this guy's brother away, and then you try to frame him? That's why the cops need to go to prison. Whoever filed those reports, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen police and detectives, and they've been caught all over the country, send innocent people to prison. Man, we got lives. We're just as good and just as important as you. I mean, you think we deserve to just be lied about and sent to prison? Remember the case in Midland, Texas, where they came in with two armored vehicles from two different sides, and the police entered on two different sides of the house? And one of them opened fire. He tripped and opened fire. So they shot one of their own cops in the back. So they went nuts and shot the unarmed man in the house, what, three times? And then they're talking about framing him on the tape. And then finally one of the outside responding officers went public and said, I'm not going to be part of this. And the reason, he said he was going to keep quiet, but they were trying to frame the guy who was having a domestic disturbance with shooting their own officer and killing him. And then they wounded another. That's the scary part. These untrained, idiot SWAT teams, most of them military wash-ups in these mid-sized towns, they got some professionals in bigger cities sometimes, they will come out to your house for whatever reason, or the wrong house. You see that every week, you know, the wrong house, old lady. And they'll bust in your house unannounced, and they'll start shooting themselves, and then we had a case of that in Austin, where the evidence clearly shows they shot their own officer in the back entering. So they went ahead and just tried to frame the guy in the house. I mean, it really starts getting old. They look at us like we're all criminals and like we have no due process. And this is what television and shows like Cops have done. On Cops, they only show white trash or trashy people. Everybody's always guilty 95% of the time on the show. I know, because I almost made a film about propaganda. The police state just decided it wasn't the most important thing to do and abandoned it a few years ago. So I was taping Cops and researching it and analyzing it. Somebody else ought to go with the idea. So I did make a study of it. And it shows the image of we're all a bunch of toothless, bearded, stumbling drunks who beat our wives, and the cops are always good. And it just shows the public, and they violate people's rights on these cop shows. Then they got shows like 24 where they torture children or innocent people every episode. And then the Homeland Security even has C-SPAN broadcast bragging and thanking 24 for molding public opinion. I mean, we told you years ago they were molding public opinion, but now they admit they are. This is brainwashing. statistically, historically, the most dangerous thing is government. Because once it goes bad, it can unabashedly be turned loose on a mass scale to engage in mass crimes. But in today's society, the common wisdom is, the common sense is the opposite. It's just trust government, let it breed in the dark, let it do whatever it wants, and let's just all go to sleep. Well, I'm not going to be part of it. So I'm not indicting police your individual selves. I know most of you are good people. You got a tough job. Frankly, I wouldn't take it. $30,000+ a year on average to hang your hind ends out on major interstate highways, writing people tickets. Go look at the statistics, by the way, officers. You're so scared to death of citizens and guns, you better be scared of car wrecks. That's how most of you die. Then next, it's your own officer shooting you, and then it's citizens shooting you or stabbing you or running over you. I mean, you've got a thankless job. I'm not saying it's some wonderful thing. I'm just, would you please realize you've been brainwashed, okay? That's all I'm asking you to be honest with yourselves and look at what your profession has turned into. Always a dangerous thing to have any type of organized government force. It almost always goes bad, and it's certainly gone bad here. So I try to really balance things and really give you my honest opinion. I don't think these police should be charged with first-degree murder. First-degree murder. It's no. They didn't all get out and say, let's go out today and shoot a couple black guys when four of them were black. I mean, Reverend Al Sharpton, what are blacks going to figure out? People like him, there are so many well-spoken, intelligent, focused, balanced black leaders, but they never give them a platform. It's always Al Sharpton who acts like a clown to make you look stupid. So when there is real racism, there's plenty of that going on, and discrimination, people won't listen next time because they've heard Al Sharpton say four black cops shot two black people because they didn't like blacks. Just ridiculous. And again, it's a petty issue in the scheme of the whole world, but it's an educational microcosm. James in Texas, then Yvette and others. Go ahead, James.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, Chargers, Pratt, Tart, sorry about the red eye.
Okay. What's on your mind, sir?
When and if are you going to be up to par with the Howard Sterns of the world? Are you on satellite and all that?
I'm on satellites to deliver radio to our affiliates. And, sir, I appreciate your call, but I just don't even want to get into the edge of profanity there. And I appreciate your support and wanting to get me on Sirius or XM. We have approached them for years. We have had them approach us first because, you know, the vice presidents and people know this would be good. This would get them a lot of subscribers. I mean, both Sirius has got like 4 million, XM's got like 4.5 million or something last time I checked subscribers. It's losing a lot of money. And this network's got more listeners via AM and FM, internet, shortwave, satellite, with just when we subscribe to Arbitron. The network gets the numbers. We have more than Sirius. We don't have more than Sirius and XM combined. So certainly they would get hundreds of thousands of subscribers in a year or so if they put this show or, say, all Genesis programming on a feed. But that gets off into the whole radio business and how that works. Clear Channel, now being merged with an investment company connected to Carlyle Group, and Westwood One, CBS, ABC, Jones, those are the four big main conglomerates. And they own most of the programming that you hear on Sirius and XM. So, and by the way, they're in talks to merge right now. The desperate bid to not bankrupt this division, the particular division they've launched, the division we're talking about. And it just, we could talk for hours about radio and how it works. So it isn't just, there's an oligopoly. You know, stations that want to carry this show sometimes have to wait 6 months, a year till their contract's up, because to carry one show they want with one of these big networks, they got to carry three or four others they don't want. So that's meant to monopolize stations they don't own. But then they still, these four conglomerates own most of the stations. And so, yeah, we've been contacted by them. Oh, we want to pick you up. And then higher ups put the kibosh on it. So that's how that works. But overall, it doesn't really matter. They're launching more satellites all the time. There's going to be two or three new satellites supplying. They're talking about in the next few years just basic receivers that are a lot cheaper built into your CD player or your MP3 player being in your car. Or you just set your wireless internet that'll be in your standard player in your car that when you pull up at your house to download it off your PC inside the podcast of this show. And then you got it and listen to it whenever you want. By the way, free podcast every day at the end of the show. 3 hours downloaded to you. Go to InfoWars.com. Subscribe to it for free. And if you already have, tell everybody you know about the free podcast. Then you can listen how you want, when you want, where you want. So subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. All right, we'll come back, take more calls, get into more news. Stay with me.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This song is dedicated to Paul Watson.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, then we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept running. There wasn't as many as there
I'm
was
always teasing them.
We fired once more and they began to run it. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, I'm going to give you your calls. I said I would. I've been meaning to plug the fact that we have a free podcast, and tens of thousands of people, yes, tens of thousands, are taking advantage of it, and I want tens of thousands more. Just tell your whole email list, tell your message board, tell your web space, tell everybody. I'm asking everybody out there. We're paying for it. I just want to fight the New World Order, and we can circumvent the censors and all the rest of them. It's free. Listen to it how you want, when you want, where you want. And if you want to finance our little operation, why don't you go buy some of the DVDs and books and videos I've made, I've written, that we carry up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get my films, 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Yvette in New Jersey. Yvette, thanks for holding.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Yeah, 2007. We made it this far.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have three quick questions to ask you. Do you know when they're going to be voting on the hate crime bill? Because I really would like to contact...
That could be as early as next week.
Next week?
Yeah, we barely beat it last year in the last session. Now the Democrats are there. Bush says he'll sign it.
Oh,
by the way, they have a new hate bill that they've been introducing every year, Nadler, but now it's like Nadler can get it passed. Where if you just say anything that hurts someone's feelings, it's criminal. It's a federal law for our public schools to get our children into the system, and now I'm getting emails that I'm a hater. No, I'm for the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to contact my representatives about it. Also, near the end of last year, you had a gentleman on your show named Aaron Russo. And referring to the New World Order, the North American Union, he said we could talk all day about the problem, but what we need to do is formulate an action plan.
And I've been trying to get Aaron on again. I don't want to say too much. He's not feeling too well, and I'll leave it at that. But he's getting better, and we should have him on soon.
Okay. That's...
You want to get down to brass tacks? I'm scheduled to actually face-to-face interview him in the next few days. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I hope he feels better.
Well, I just hope everybody goes to Infowars.com and buys his great film,
American great.
Freedom to Fascism. His work is very important.
Yeah, it's very good. Say you went to a shelter. This is my last question. Say you went to a shelter and you fell in love with the cat and you decided to adopt it, but then you found out the cat has a microchip in it. Is there a procedure to get the microchip out of the cat?
Well, look, the microchip itself isn't some evil thing. It's that they want to use it to track humans and RFID to track all the products. And that's the real evil. But if you like the cat, I mean, I'm sure you... I don't think you'd be able to get a vet and take the chip out because they'd say it wasn't needed as a procedure.
Oh.
They've tried to pass laws and have in many states and cities that if you want to adopt, it has to have a chip. Now
they're
passing laws that all animals have to have chips, and that is wrong.
Yeah.
But I think if you want the little kitty cat, you know, do what you want there. I don't think it'll be some great blasphemy. The technology itself isn't evil. It's how it's being implemented. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.